This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say all the welcome and listeners now at great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We are talking about unpopular opinions today as our question. What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? These two are going to cut deep on you, Ted. I have no desire to ever visit theme parks such as Disney World or Six Flags. And another, both Seinfeld and Friends were seriously overrated. Our question, what is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Scooby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What is happening, Thrill? Just to start out, do you remember when Brenton got married?
Brenton got married.
Yes, you and I got enlightened in his basement at his reception in Queen Anne.
Oh, yes, I do, my friend. Yes, yes. They have since moved to Arizona, I want to say it is. But, yeah, me, you, and several others.
Shaughnessy went down there to pursue her massage career.
See, this is the wonderful thing about weed, right? So our mutual friend gets married, right? And none of us really know each other. Dude breaks out a joint. We are all in the basement. And
hanging out.
Easy friends. That's how it works.
Yes, yes, yes. So, my unpopular opinion is mashed potatoes. I cannot stand them. I throw up even from the smell of them.
Is it what?
Started way back when I was like an infant. First thing you could feed your kid, you know, solid food is mashed potatoes. My mom tried to feed it to me. It threw up all over three or four times on down the road, and I just kept on throwing up all over, and I haven't eaten since.
Is it the consistency? I mean, they don't have enough taste to even.
I think they're the freaking greatest thing on this planet.
I mean, they're fine. They don't really taste like anything.
I love mashed potatoes.
Hell no.
Okay. All right.
So, like a Thanksgiving.
It's more like a consistency thing for sure.
What about a baked potato? Because when you get the baked potato, you kind of mash it all around.
No baked potato either.
French fries?
French fries, tater tots, like au gratin, as long as they're like al dente. Hash browns, yes, but no baked potatoes.
So
no,
you need a little. Potatoes, no. You need some crispiness to your potatoes. What I'm getting. If it's soft, you're out.
I'm out.
Okay, I get you.
I'll be honest with you. I think baked potatoes are overrated.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
What do you put on them?
I mean, you can get one loaded, and it's good, but I would rather take mashed potatoes or potato cakes.
I think the problem with a baked potato now is the fact that the baked potato is too big. It's just too big of a potato. If it was just a regular-sized potato, I think more people
would. What are you saying? They've gotten bigger over the years?
Oh, they're huge, man. If you go out and get a baked potato, I mean, they give you a baked potato.
But outside of desserts, how often do you choose something baked? You know what I mean? Like, do you want fried chicken or baked chicken?
Right.
Now, you know the healthier option, but you want the fried chicken.
Yes,
okay.
You do.
Yeah,
right?
That's fair.
I think potatoes got a lot more options. You're just being like, we'll just bake it in foil.
I mean, really, with the potato, man, like, I don't know. I mean, look, if it's consistency thing, sure, I get it. But otherwise, like, it don't taste like anything. It's like chicken. Whatever you put with it is pretty much what it's going to taste like. So, if it's a baked potato and it's just a baked potato, it's going to taste like butter and salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. If I add, you know, chives and all that, like, it ends up being delicious, but it's delicious by default.
Right. If you want potato skins and said, I want them naked,
Yeah.
People look at you like a psycho.
Oh, I love potato skins, too. I forgot all about those.
Right.
Those are my favorite.
But they have a bunch of crap on them.
Yes,
that's Thrill's point.
That's
if you, I mean, if you went in and said, and I'm your waiter, right? You know, what would you like? And you said, I'll take potato skins, but no cheese, no bacon bits, no sour cream. I just want the potato skin. Like, get out of my restaurant.
Mm. No, they throw you out. They beat you. They hit
psychopath.
You with the chair.
Yeah.
Potato skins are the equivalent of, like, broiled oysters to me.
All right.
Just, you know what I mean? Just hot, flash, crispy,
but
delicious.
But again, potatoes are good or bad because of what they're with.
Yeah.
You know, like, they themselves are like, look, I'm just a vessel, man. I'm giving you a little extra something in your belly, but I don't taste like anything.
What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
It's like rice.
Exactly.
Like potatoes, like, and rice are popular. Like, back
you
in
can
the day,
eat it with anything.
Right, and it'll stretch your meal.
Yeah, hell, they make rice pudding, for God's sake. Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
My unpopular opinion is I think Apple Jacks is a versatile cereal.
You think it's a versatile cereal? What do you mean versatile?
Yeah. What are you doing with it, Ted?
I've had several boxes of Apple Jacks in my life, and I can't remember the last time I had one with milk.
Oh, so you just eat them with your hand, or how else do you eat them?
Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, Jack Daniels.
So you eat them with basically any liquid you can find?
Red Bull, Blue Red Bull, yeah.
How long have you been on the Applejack train where you're willing to put it with anything?
I think I was like 16, and I had it with Mountain Dew, and I was like, this is the start of something good.
Wait, you actually put the cereal in
right,
the Mountain Dew?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, like, I pour myself a bowl, and then instead of putting milk in it, I pour something else in it.
Man, Bizarro Ted, you crazy.
Has anything not worked, Ted? Like orange juice or...
Well, I've never had orange juice, but I had Orange Crush, and that was pretty good.
Okay. So basically, you're going to go soda one way, something that's carbonated.
Or Jack Daniels or Bacardi.
Wait, so there's a bowl of cereal, but in place of milk, it's Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
How many shots does it take for a bowl? Like two or three?
I just pour it in there, so... Like... Three or four, maybe.
Okay.
Have you dated anyone and had to explain this to them before they watched you do this?
Yeah, my girlfriend thinks I'm weird.
Ted, I gotta be honest, man. I like this aggressive nature. Are you eating cereal for breakfast with the Jack in it?
Oh, God, no. That's a nighttime already drinking kind
of
snack.
All right. Yeah. I think, yay, tailgate day.
I mean, you don't know until you try something. You know what I mean? Whether it's going to be any good or not. Apple Jacks would...
No, wait. Have you tried this with any other cereals? Have you attempted, like, Jack Daniels and Cheerios or anything like that?
No, I don't think it'd be as good. It's just because Cheerios are more bland. It's just, that's the flavor.
Is Apple Jacks your go-to anytime you need a snack?
I actually don't have Apple Jacks in the house at all. But, yeah, if I had a choice.
Can you not have them as you eat them too much? I mean, why aren't they in the house?
I just don't usually have cereal.
But when you do, okay.
But when I do, it's Apple Jacks.
All right.
With possibly Jack Daniels instead of milk.
I've never thought about putting anything else in my cereal other than milk.
I had Beerios once.
Beerios?
Yeah, a bowl of Cheerios with beer.
How was it?
I mean, it was 9 a.m. We were going straight to a bar, so I can't tell you. We just hammered it down. We were like, oh, I'm going to drink eating Beerios.
Okay.
I'll put it to you this way. I'm pretty sure we were taking naps by like 3 or 4.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I would think if you start with Beerios, it's going to be a short day.
Beerios.
That's how you start the day.
It's an adult cereal.
Wow. Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Hey, before I annoy you guys, I love your guys' show. I've been listening forever, but I got one thing that I disagree with you guys on.
All right.
And it's that there is absolutely nothing wrong with reclining your airplane seat. You guys drive me crazy with that one, man. As a big dude, like, no, I'm reclining that seat, man. Sorry if you're sitting behind me.
I will say this. They have streamlined those planes as far as the seats go. They're a lot thinner now.
Right.
So it doesn't seem to be as obnoxious in the way that they've at least on the Alaska planes and I've been on the Delta planes, they've reconfigured the way the tray table works. So no matter how far you lean back, it still will come down and it still won't poke you in the chest.
On the flights I have, if the person in front of me leans back, and trust me, it's a battle because I got the knees going up, and you can tell it's one of those things where we're not going to look at each other, but clearly they're putting more weight trying to lean it back, and clearly they can feel my knees pushing the other way, and we find our happy medium. But
yeah.
I still can't get the trade table out of my hands.
Well, I do. I do have very specific rules that I've garnered through just, you know, whatever I've read, which is if you have the middle seat, you have access to both of those armrests. Am I not correct?
I play by those rules.
Okay, and then the guy in the aisle, he's got the right elbow armrest if he so chooses, which can sometimes be a little bit problematic because you're going to get bumped into by the card or people walking up.
Yeah, the
but that's yours. And if you're in the window seat, then you lean into the window, and that's yours over there. And then never lean your seat back. That was my other rule.
Yeah, I just don't do it. I want to sometimes, but I don't. So you're the seat-leaning guy. How big are you?
I'm like 230, like 6'5".
Yeah, see, you need it. I mean,
I'm not going to fight you so much on it, but still, man,
it's 6'5". How do you feel about when people recline back into you?
Well, it's fine because I can kind of slide my legs like under the seat a little bit to kind of make myself fit.
Yeah, so I think it's situational. Right. I think the girl that's sitting in front of you who is able to actually put her feet up on the seat, you know, what I mean, and tuck in, and she's reading
teeny,
the books,
tiny people,
and then she just drops back into me. Like I know that she doesn't need that. I know the child in front of me doesn't need that.
No, kid does not need it.
If you're 6'5" and weigh 340 pounds, then I know you need it. I think it's situational.
I'm 6'4". I don't lean it back. My legs hurt, they cramp up.
All right, so what's your unpopular opinion?
That's my unpopular opinion.
Did you lean your seat back?
Oh, I thought he was just mad at us for that. I thought he still had an opinion.
Yeah,
oh, stupid one.
I thought you were just setting us up like, hey, real quick, though, I hate you guys for that.
Well, look, if we ever travel together, we're switching seats, you sit behind me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then lean your chair, let's deal with the other guy.
Miles, you are right, though. It's situational. I had a guy that kept, like, kicking me underneath the seat.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, what is with this guy, right? And I think I shot him a look or something. But then when we landed, he stood up, and he had to be 6'6". And I was like, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Understood. The weirdest thing I have seen on a plane, I've never seen this, and long-ass flight, it's like a four-hour flight or whatever, but the guy in the middle seat in front of us, it's an older guy, he's probably like 65, 70 years old. He decides he's going to read a book. No big deal. He gets up on his knees and faces backwards.
Oh, you told me about that guy.
Yeah, so, like, during the entire flight, when you look up, this guy's kind of hanging over our middle seat, and it's just And when he first leaned up, I mean, I looked directly at him. I thought he was going to say something. So I said, what do you need, man? And he gave me this look like, what are you talking about? And he read this book for 4 hours, just hanging. I mean, he wasn't anything. It was just oddly intrusive.
We were coming back from...
I would have freaked. I'd be like, dude, you got to turn around.
Yeah, that is weird. We're coming back from Denver, and Steve is sitting beside a woman who'd never met a black person before.
Good Lord.
And the guy beside me was a bigger dude. I mean, a bigger, bigger dude.
So was the woman on the other side of you.
To the point where both of them apologized to me when I sat in there. And basically, I just kind of sat in there, like, as tight as I could, just to make sure they had enough room.
Her boobs were on, like, Miles' shoulder, basically. They're in front. Like, she was... Mm-hmm. And every same time I turned around and looked, I'm like, damn, buddy.
Same thing happened to me once. I was stuck in the middle seat, but then those dudes gave me drink tickets, and they were like, do you mind if we use your tray table to watch football? I was like,
game on, because they're paying for it.
Right, I was like, this is the best seat I've ever had.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So many unpopular opinions. Here's a couple about food. Ketchup should be refrigerator cold.
Yeah.
No.
I love cold ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't hate it, but I don't need it cold.
Soda fountain Coke tastes different than a can poured over ice.
Yes, it's better.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
McDonald's in particular.
We know McDonald's has the best Coke and the best Sprite.
And as far as a hangover cure, I can't think of anything that doesn't come out of a fountain at McDonald's that won't help you to some degree.
Man, that,
whatever you like.
I swear by that. It could be a placebo. We could be wrong, but there's something about drinking a McDonald's Coke when you're hungover and you're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
What do they, they keep the syrup or the carbonation cold, or they have a different way of doing
it? Yeah, and I think I read somewhere once, like, their carbonation or whatever, like, somehow does help your hangover.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, you see how confidently I said it.
Yeah, I mean, it does for me. And then a Big Mac. What about, let's see here, beer out of a can tastes weird. I agree with that one. I don't think that's unpopular at all.
I don't think it tastes weird.
I'm just like pouring
it
into a glass.
I think mine's more unpopular. I almost exclusively drink out of cans.
I'd say you are a can drinker for sure.
Yeah.
Which sounds like an insult. Dad, you're a can drinker over there.
Pickle juice is delicious.
No, that's stupid.
Oh, I agree 100%. I love pickle juice.
My brother... So I've never liked pickles. My brother always liked pickles. My father and I both hate them. Anyway, I'm a child, and as parents are wont to do, I have to do this now. Hey, guys, if the milk is empty, can you throw the damn thing away? So there's no pickles left in the pickle jar. It's just the green juice, all right? But it's one of these big gallon things. So my father, of course, calls me into the kitchen. Steven, what have I done? I've done with the pickles. I'm like, dude, first of all, it's not me. I don't eat pickles. Second of all, don't throw it out, Dad, because your son, the smart one, he drinks this, all right? So my father, he just looks at me, doesn't say a word, just closes the refrigerator door and walks away. About 2 days later, we're sitting down for dinner. I think it was like a Sunday. It's like a Sunday family dinner. All of us are drinking whatever ratty-ass soda we had. And here's my brother. Gets a pint of pickle juice, drops ice cubes in there. My father forbade him from drinking it. I mean, my father was a man of few words. My brother sat down. You can see this look of disgust on my father's face. And he says, Adrian,
No,
you're not drinking it.
But I'm telling you, watch it. 2 years, every health person's going to be like, you got to work it out. You got to drink pickle juice.
More unpopular opinions about the food and beverages.
All right,
Cake is not that good.
I agree.
Depends on the cake.
I mean, well,
I'm not excited about cake.
Funfetti cake, but it's,
maybe angel food cake I get excited about.
I don't know, man. It's hitting me. Yeah. I don't get excited for cake, but I've gotten back into the cake world because I have young kids, right? I mean, it's just that easy. So a lot more cake shows up at my house. Some cakes are very, very good, man. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. Some of them really are not.
I like a good grocery store sheet cake.
Dude, listen.
They're moist. They're
parents,
delicious.
Listen to me.
They're fine.
Just get the grocery store sheet cake, because every time it happens at every kid's birthday party, the conversation among the adults is, ooh, did you make this? And 100% of the time, the response is, it is a sheet cake from a grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Fantastic.
Even at your house?
Yeah, dude, for birthdays, yeah.
Because you need a big, big sheet cake.
I know
it's not just for your kid.
I say, my Aunt Barbara used to make a yellow cake. Chocolate icing.
Oh.
Homemade. We love that.
See, to me, man, that's the standard cake, and I think it's tremendous.
Here's another. Brunch is not bad, but it is dramatically overrated.
I like brunch, but I'm also a boozer, so I can't disagree with that.
Rare steak sucks. I can't stand pizza with tomato sauce. I don't like Nutella, says another. Tea sucks.
Oh, shut up.
Bacon is very good, but shut the hell up. It's not that good. I hate avocados, but somehow love guacamole.
That's Mike.
Mushrooms are effing disgusting.
Agreed.
Same with watermelon. Liver is beautiful, the most underrated food of all time.
I don't know if it's underrated, but I would agree that not a lot of people say great things about it.
And here's one I agree with. Chocolate ice cream is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, no, it is not, friend.
What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to tell you right now, the best thing about having kids, yeah, it's not that you love them and all that crap. It's the fact that things like ice cream and cake show back up in your adult life. Right? There's a 30-year span where I just didn't eat that stuff, not for any reason other than, with very limited income, those were not the things I was going to buy, right? So now you got kids, so this crap's all over the place. Dude, ice cream almost every night. I never knew how much I liked ice cream until after I had kids. I mean, I ate ice cream as a kid, right? But then years...
That's just what your stomach needs.
Man, yes. Trust me, everyone pays the price for it. But the whole thing is, like, there's ice cream, there's cake, there's cookies. It's a great time. It's the best thing about kids.
Dude, I have an uncle, my Uncle Phil, man, great shape. Like, works at a gym now, was a power lineman for years. I mean, he is the fittest Smith there is. Eats a bowl of ice cream every night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a big drinker or nothing. That's his thing.
Key to success.
It is.
What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Katrina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. My unpopular opinion is I am a huge NASCAR fan, and I'm born and raised in Washington.
How's that unpopular? I mean, NASCAR is a massive, massive thing. People that don't like it make fun of it, but it's a massive, massive sport.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who likes it here besides my family.
Okay.
And then I kind of made my husband like it.
I think there are specific bars, man, that really do cater to the NASCAR crowd. If you want to go someplace and join your peers, just like any other bar, man. If it's a NASCAR crowd and they show races, get there at that time, and there'll be a lot of people in there.
I will say, I don't watch NASCAR. I used to have a buddy that loves it, that I'll watch it with him, and it's a fun event. But I don't understand why you guys have your Super Bowls the first event of the year.
That is a little weird.
The Daytona 500 is like the first thing. It's like, that's the biggest race.
Yeah, it's really fun. We plan on going to it eventually, but we go to Vegas every year almost to watch the races down there.
Yeah, I have no desire to watch a race, but I have a huge desire to tailgate and ask.
Oh, I'd go to the tailgate.
Yeah,
the problem with going to the Daytona 500 is you have to go to Daytona Beach. Other than that, you know what right. I mean? It's probably a great race.
Yeah. Who's your driver?
It's Kyle Larson, but I was a big Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan.
Is it based on his looks or his driving ability?
Yeah, how do you determine? You know, like with sports, you know, a lot of times, if you live in a city that has a team, it's real easy. But otherwise, like, what is your methodology for picking the driver? Is it the sponsor? Is it the person? What?
So he's a really good driver, and he is pretty underrated. And so I just have liked him for many years. He also races lower levels still, and he's been on a smaller team, so he hasn't had a lot of money, but he's still good. Well, he didn't have a good year last year, but he is competitive. So
that's what we say for people that aren't good.
Is he attractive?
He's good looking. His wife is beautiful.
I will say that.
He's okay looking.
I heard two ladies talking the other night. They're football fans.
All right.
But they don't have a horse in the race because the Seahawks aren't in it anymore.
Sure.
So what's their conversation? Look, I hate the 49ers, but goddamn Jimmy Garoppolo's a good looking man.
Right.
So I think
Jimmy
I'm
G
root.
Doing work.
Jimmy GQ they call.
I think I'm going to root for them. I was like, I see your logic.
Hey, man, look.
I cheer for the Sweden women's soccer team sometimes.
Look, if the U.S. gets knocked out, it's that. Think about when you're, if you watch something like Price is Right, you don't care. But if there's this really hot chick on there, it's like, I hope she does well. She's
doing great. That's normally Wheel of Fortune.
But that's how you determine who it is that you like and anything that you have no competitive interest in.
There's no real handsome man on Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune pops on, you're just like, oh man, she's hot. I hope she wins. And that's it. That's all it takes.
I was going to say, for NASCAR, I just cheer for liquor I like.
Also, so, whoever sponsored the car.
Yes, I don't know who the Miller Lite car
was Kyle Busch or somebody like
that. I like whoever drives the Marlboro car, right? I mean, it's that, like, I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter, but like, I like Marlboro. They're sponsoring. Mm-hmm. Must be a great person.
Oh, they kicked him out, man. They kicked him out.
I was going to say, they haven't had a car in years.
Yeah. They booted Marlboro out?
Oh, yeah. That's when they got rid of the Winston Cup Series.
Yeah.
They got rid of because of Winston cigarettes.
Right,
so basically,
right.
They went like, hey, you're advertising tobacco because it was a Skoll car. They had a Skoll Bandit car.
Oh, yeah.
You can get that as a Hot Wheel car back in the day.
I think Levi Garrett had a car for a number of years.
Damn, man.
But you can't do that now.
But you can still do booze,
you got a
right?
Camel car.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. There's all kinds of booze cars.
But now think about this. And I understand.
And soda cars.
You don't
candy.
Want to, right, you don't want to advertise, whatever. Tobacco, fine, whatever. But it just seems odd that in a sport that is all about driving, that booze is okay. Right? Like, nobody cares if you're smoking a cigarette driving a car, but they'll take your ass to jail if you drink and drive. But, like, Budweiser car.
Trust me. Like, there's some video back in the day of Buddy Baker and all some of these other races. Even before Dale Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in that era where guys like the Petties and stuff, they're coming in, man. They're smoking.
Sure.
They're coming into the pits. They got a cigarette. They're driving.
Yeah.
They have a cigarette.
It's a racing.
They're
not
racing.
Just driving.
They're racing. They took the time to light a cigarette and they're racing. You know what I mean? I'm just
old
like,
school.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It's like that picture, I don't know if it's from this first Super Bowl, the second one, it's like halftime.
Numbers are smoking in the stands.
It's just one guy and he's just sitting in the locker room and he's got like a like a Fresca and a bottle, and he's just smoking a cigarette.
Right.
And it's like, it's halftime. He's going back out to play, but he needs a soda and a cig.
What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Here's one that comes over the text here. I love black licorice.
I don't know a lot of
man,
you.
I've met maybe two people in my life that like black licorice, and it was always just really, really weird because nobody actually likes black licorice. But those two kids, they made out every Halloween.
Because mm-hmm.
in the rare occasions you got black licorice, it's like, man, it's all for you.
Take it. I don't even want to trade.
No, man, it's gross. Hello, Jaden. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So my unpopular opinion is I do not like popcorn or bacon.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't think anybody's going to mind if you don't put your hand in their popcorn bowl or take more of their bacon.
But it's still weird, man.
It is different.
You're a human being with a tongue in your mouth, right?
What about movie theater popcorn, cheesy popcorn, every kind of popcorn, no. Caramel corn, Cracker Jacks? I mean, anything that's kind of like that you don't like?
Nope.
What about just straight corn? If we had corn on the cob, are you cool with that, or do you not like corn at all?
Yeah, I like corn.
So you like corn, but just not that's crazy.
You're cutting into Ted's friends and family business here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It'd be nice if they could make a living.
Right. Now, not anymore.
But old Jaden here is not going to eat the popcorn.
They shut down an hour early this week.
You're a sulfur son of a bitch. You know that, Jaden?
Just to save employee overhead.
Actually, you're the guy I want to go to the movie theater with.
Yeah, Jaden, I'm not sure you're an icon either.
Because a lot of times when we talk about foods that people just assume you're sharing, there seems to be some confusion about the popcorn that I bought at the movie theater. Like, no. I know I got the big tub of popcorn because I plan on eating it all. Stop placing your hands in my popcorn.
You're are you an oven bacon guy or are you a pan bacon guy?
Oven.
Okay, I do mine in a pan, which requires me to do.
I can bring home the bacon.
Two rounds
fry
of bacon.
Up on the pan.
So I can't get it all in there the first. I just go half the package, do that first.
I'm too impatient for that.
Then do the half package after I get done cooking the first.
Right, and cooking it in the oven is the way to go because it's much better. But I never do it either, Miles.
Right.
There's something therapeutic about cooking bacon on the stove.
So what I do is I'll make that first batch, and then I'll put it in some paper towels.
Of course.
And let the grease do their thing, then I start cooking the other. And inevitably, I'll start going around doing other things. But when I get back, depending on who's in that house, half my bacon is gone.
Right, the first half,
Ava. I know exactly who these people are.
Brother, I live alone, and that happens to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bacon
is... Once the half is already cooked, I'll have a
once
piece.
Once the bacon's out of the oven, it's getting eaten.
And then I realize, there's four strips left. Like, well, maybe I'll save that, put it in a sandwich bag, you know what I mean? Save it for sandwich later on. Then it's gone, too.
It's gone.
Yeah. It's gone. I mean, it's like the beef jerky of my home at that point in time. It's like, it's just gone.
It's bacon.
Once the package is fried, the package is gone.
Even if you don't eat it all at one time, I find as it sits there in the paper towel, and over the course of the day, it starts getting that little bit of layer of grease. Like, every time I walk into the kitchen, I eat at least one piece of bacon.
Here's a new trend that is causing some to say it's somewhat unpopular in their minds. A new trend is taking over Instagram. Women from all over the world are celebrating their natural beauty with a no-shave January movement called Janu-Hairy.
Janu-Hairy.
Janu-Hairy. So basically, you don't need to use a razor that whole entire month.
All right.
That's it.
What about February? Seems like they could have 2 months in
February
a row.
February. You could do 2 months, man, and grow a beard.
Yeah, January
also,
and February.
Also, you know me. I respect everybody. But ladies, come on. Everybody knows. It's January. You guys have been doing this for years. Now you're just putting it on the gram.
Now it's got a name.
You know what?
Let's not act like this is something new.
Most women I know, basically, from September to June, don't shave. All right, so they can take off their pants and they look like a centaur, right? Because the whole thing is like, look, I'm not wearing shorts. And I hear this every year, all the time. Armpit, you name it, right? If something needs to be shaved, it's like, not doing it.
Well, that's the same reason a lot of women don't like Movember. You know, they don't want to see their man with a mustache for a month every year.
Hey, I don't blame them.
You know what I mean? I kind of get it. What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
But never forget, in your defense, your wife hated that mustache. And then you shaved it. She didn't even notice.
No, that's a good point.
Isn't that the amazing thing?
Yeah.
Like, you've been bitching about this for 30 straight days, and then Miles shaves it, and it's like, you didn't notice.
I went to a wedding once, and they were like, you're going to shave it, right? And I said, no, I'm keeping it on for the month. Couple's not together. Glad I kept the stash.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's your percentage?
Of what?
Wedding to success rate. You know, like Ted versus the
pretty
FCC.
Good. I've been in 23 weddings.
You've actually been in 23 weddings.
Correct.
God.
And I think three or four have failed.
Oh, really? So you're like 19-4?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great team.
Yeah.
We won the division.
We got a bye.
People should hire.
Oh, the buys and not all cracked up to be 10.
People should hire you just to guarantee the success of their future together as a couple and in love. Because if you have those kind of stats, I mean, you got to figure, it really is 50%.
Yeah. So you're way above that.
It is 50%. That is a
fact. You shoot Mike a look.
Statistically.
But that's not true. It's like 50%. I read this once. Actually, it was a book that Thrill gave me about like weird little facts.
Yeah.
So it's like 50% of people that get married. There's some other stat in there. Like, I don't think the divorce rate is really 50%.
Okay.
I don't know
either. What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Thrill, I want to start this off saying, dude, I really do love you, man. I think you're an awesome guy.
You're about to Joe Biden my ass. You are about to say something to piss me off. I can feel it.
So I do want to say I do love black licorice. I want to join in with that.
Really? Oh, I thought you were going to say you didn't love like black people.
Yeah. I was like, where is this going? I love you, Thrill.
I think you're okay, but
I hate black people
normally.
In general.
But here's what's unpopular over the last couple of months is that the Ravens were going to go all the way. And I kept saying, nope, I don't think they're going to make it.
Why did you think they were not going to make it? What told you?
I'm a Patriots guy now. You and I,
shocker.
Over the last, I'm the guy with the Akitas.
Oh, yeah. I remember you, you son of a bitch.
Okay, so here come the Titans. They roll up to New England. They beat us by 7 on a final pick 6 by, ironically, a former Patriot.
Yep. Oh, so tell me he wasn't.
Team, yeah. If there's any team that was going to beat the Patriots, I would have wanted it to be the Titans because essentially a bunch of them are former Patriots, including the coach. So it's like, okay, I can live with that.
Does that make you feel better, though? I mean, if the Ravens, and right, the Titans beat the living hell out of the Ravens, but I think, I would have felt worse if they said, hey, man, 8 of the 22 starters are former Ravens. That would just piss me off even
more.
What
would piss me off in your situation would be Jimmy Garoppolo, because that was your future that you walk out the door.
No, I'm still not done. I don't think we're done with Brady, but we'll have to see how that pans out. And honestly, we were depleted anyway, but no excuse. We lost.
Jimmy G didn't
even think we should have made the playoffs.
And don't forget, Garoppolo did walk out the door.
I was thinking the Ravens were really going to freaking have one hell of a game. And then when I started seeing it was falling apart, they're down by 14. I'm like, oh, this ain't good.
Yeah, it took 30 seconds.
They're going to make it back.
No, they didn't. And they didn't even show up. We did.
They started losing after the coin flip. Basically, they said, you want to win or lose? We had tails, we want to lose.
Yeah, Tom Brady went to Robert Kraft and said, get this guy out of here.
Right.
Because he knew how good Garoppolo was.
Yeah, that's Tom.
Is that really what happened?
Yes.
That's the story. That's one of the few times that Kraft interrupted in the football operation.
Have you ever seen a starting quarterback on a successful team happy that they drafted another quarterback? It never happened. They're like, remember Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers?
Right, he hated Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, man, yeah. And he made no bones about it. And it'll happen to everyone one day.
Because now everyone hates Aaron Rodgers for some reason.
Let me ask you this, Mike, before I let you go. What do you honestly think Tom Brady's going to do? Do you think he retires? Do you think he comes back? Do you think he goes to another team?
I think he stays. I think he just wants a little bit more money. But I also think that it's going to have to be that they're going to have to build up a better, he needs more receivers.
Because word on the street is you might be wearing a Andy Dalton jersey.
I don't think so, man. I'd be surprised.
I hope not.
I think for that to happen. Because he knows the system. He would have to go somewhere else. He wouldn't be able to go to Europe right with Giselle. He'd have to go to a whole new system, learn all that, be sitting behind books. And I don't think he's at the point at his age where he wants to put himself.
Peyton Manning did it in Denver. I think Tom Brady could go somewhere and learn just enough.
That's true.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Unpopular opinion from a writer who says, every time I see Baby Yoda
or a meme pop up on Instagram or Twitter, I want to punch it. I want to throttle it. I want to drop kick it the way Kyle punts his brother in South Park. My friends think I'm all out of my mind. Who can hate such a cute little creature so unsettled by the internet's seemingly unanimous love for this tiny green breakout star of The Mandalorian? I began trying to articulate what it is about Baby Yoda that inspires in me no admiration but revulsion. I pitched my editors an anti-Baby Yoda screed. Problem was, I hadn't watched the show. Either way, this woman absolutely hates Baby Yoda.
Oh, people went crazy for Baby Yoda. Every time you say you want to punch a baby anything, people get upset. People get mad at me because I hate Ewoks, right?
Well, you watch The Mandalorian, right?
Yeah.
Do you like Baby Yoda?
I mean, he's fine.
Okay.
He's fine. I mean, look, it's a baby, so yeah, he's cute, but I'm not someone who gets particularly mushy, but, like, he's fine. I don't want to hurt him. Quite the way I want to hurt an Ewok. And I don't know what it is about Ewoks, but they're supposed to be the cute, fuzzy little blah, blah, blah. And ever since I was a kid, when I first saw them, I'm like, shave them, cook them, shut them up.
They're just what was underneath the Jawa hood.
Yeah, basically.
People didn't know that. What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Izzy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hola, black licorice and whores.
Hola.
Are you another black licorice fan?
Yes, it's delicious. I have big tubs of it.
You can have it.
Oh.
No one's upset with you.
Does it cost the same as, say, red licorice? I mean, is there a price?
I think they're the same exact price, but red vines, they're just gross. I'd rather have black licorice.
I mean, I don't like licorice in general, but black licorice is just...
Right, and
I like to get the Australian ones. They're actually more licorice.
No, you're right, man. The Australian licorice. I mean, I don't like the black licorice, but I'll get the red stuff or strawberry. The Australian ones are awesome.
Scotties? You ever had the Scotties? They're shaped like little Scotty dogs?
No.
Oh, they're the best.
You're telling me there's a black licorice in the shape of a dog?
Yeah, they're called Scotties.
I had a black Scottish dog when I was growing up.
Did you?
That's what Tigger was.
Oh.
Okay.
Easy.
Didn't
know. Black, huh?
Okay. But I was my opinion is I hate IPAs. I think they're disgusting. They give you a sour stomach. Yes, they're high in alcohol content. That's all good. If you like drinking something that that's basically tastes like vomit. I'm not sure if it's true. But I know for a fact that it has to be made with dirty hookers' panties.
Okay. Is there a style of beer that you like other than a traditional lager pilsner?
Well, I like the Men's Room Original.
All right.
Yes, it's good. I like porter. I like Bock beer. I like a good pilsner. I like a good lager. But there's just something about IPAs. And the thing is that they're just, I don't like them. They don't settle with me, right?
Okay. What about a pale ale? Can you make it to a pale ale level of hoppiness?
That's not too bad. But the other thing is that I go to a bar, I want to have a beer, and there's 100 IPAs, and then the only other beers are Bud Light and Coors Light.
Yeah, that's pretty much how things have turned, at least in this area, man.
I know for a fact that is true.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm like, I hate this place.
Well, it's not that I hate the place. I just wish that they would have a better selection of beer.
Okay, like, and look, you know, I like IPAs, but I still prefer that you have
different styles
more
of beer.
That's all, man. Like, I'm not a big Pilsner guy. You know what? Let me take that back. It's not that I hate all Pilsners, but my introduction to Pilsners and lagers are like the worst beers that we have in the States. So in my mind, I don't like them. That's not really fair. It's kind of like we were talking yesterday about tequilas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cuervo Gold,
tequila.
I think. Can you drink Cuervo Gold? I think it's the worst stuff on earth.
It is. I agree with you.
Right, but I like tequila, so it's kind of the same thing.
I'm more of a Don Julio or an Autoro guy.
All right.
Well, yeah. Well, tequilas.
Try Who Songs.
The high end stuff is always, Who Songs is the ticket right there.
Who Songs?
Yeah, exactly.
When I go to my local bar, I get a Hams. I get a Hams or a Session Beer or something like that.
You also get Mellow Corn. I mean, like.
That I want one or two of, you know? I mean, that's my go to these days.
Yeah, tequila's weird, though. Like, I don't know. Like with vodkas, right? There's a lot of really expensive vodkas. But I mean, I'll drink Smirnoff all day long.
Yeah, I don't think that. For me,
Smirnoff is still pretty high end vodka, right?
Not thought of that way. It's not okay. Grey Goose or Belvedere.
Put it this way. Like, Smirnoff,
they
will advertise to the college kids, right? So typically, in your brain, you think, all right, this is not the best stuff. But I agree with you. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
What did you say you were drinking, Miles? Was it like Crystal Light and Grey Goose?
Yeah.
I don't know why
you mix that with Crystal Light.
Thank you.
What's the problem?
That's way too expensive of liquor. You should be drinking that on the rocks.
Crystal Light is absolutely fantastic.
I'm not against vodka Crystal Light. I'm against you wasting money on expensive vodka. You're just putting in lemonade.
What's the name of a vodka lemonade? Is her name? Is that a John Daly?
No. And Arnold Palmer is lemonade and tea together.
Okay.
Then you add liquor, and that becomes a John Daly.
I see.
You're just drinking vodka lemonade.
So if I have some tea, then I've got a John Daly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it lemonade, man. It's Crystal Light. I don't know why it bugs me so much. You told me that this morning. I'm like, I just wanted to jump over the desk and strangle you. And I can't explain it, but I'm like,
why don't you like Crystal Light?
Grey Goose and Crystal. I don't know. I think part of it is like what Ted's saying. Like, wait a minute. You have Grey Goose. And I don't know. It'd be like, I'm eating escargot on Wonder Bread. It's just like, to me, it just doesn't make
sense. Crystal Light doesn't bother me at all. It's just like, that's an expensive vodka to put in.
It was
lemonade.
Gifted. I didn't buy it. I was like, hell,
all right, yeah, just make drink them up.
Yeah, exactly. I keep it in the freezer, you know, every once in a while. I'm like, hey, man, I'll pour some of this in whatever I got.
Whatever.
Maybe just call it the Miles.
Vodka sauce, you know, I mean, you name it.
Hey, there you go.
Pop it open.
Try it with Apple Jacks.
No way.
I heard it's good.
Vodka and Applejacks.
Well, liquor and Applejacks. That's what Ted said.
The guy called her. That's right. It was Bizarro Ted. He called and said the Applejacks. You're saying how versatile they are. I don't know if you'd call this versatility as opposed to him just having weird taste, but said he put it with Jack Daniels.
I think he said Bacardi once.
Bacardi.
So, World, Grey Goose, and a lemonade sounds delicious. What if it was real lemonade? What if I got it out of a frozen concentrated can and I had it? That would be fine.
That's not real lemonade.
That's the realest lemonade there is. Yeah, it's like in a can, like an orange juice.
The realest lemonade is probably the one where you squeeze lemons directly into
it. I mean, he's got
just sand, you know.
What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999. Hold on, where are your calls in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.